can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Just a heads up on Friday for the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon benefiting Boston Children's Hospital. We're not going to have Kebby Kennedy at 6:45 or 8:45, but we still will have it at 7:45. Right. And we're going to be playing it, I think, on site at Boston Children's Hospital. I want to say good morning to Nancy from Alden. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Oh, just great. How are you?
Just fantastic, waiting for the snow.
I know, that's why I'm in early, out early.
That's a girl.
Smart. Hey, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Nancy?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy's now stepped into that soundproof studio we call the Deathly Hallows. She's got 2008 wins, only 186 losses. Remember, a tie for you is still a loss, okay?
Yes.
Question number one. On this date in 2004, Paris Hilton was thrown from a horse while filming an episode of The Simple Life. Who was her co-star on The Simple Life?
Well, clearly the horse.
Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole Richie.
Question number two. Gary Oldman is 60 years old today. He won a Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill. He was also Commissioner Gordon in the Dark Knight trilogy. But most importantly, who was he in Harry Potter?
Having a clue.
Okay, question number three. Joey Fatone told TMZ that NSYNC would beat the Backstreet Boys in basketball. He said, and I quote, "There's no think so. You tell that, Nick Carter." Joey Fatone played Angelo in what popular rom-com?
No idea.
By the way, I heard Nick Carter took him up on the offer, and they're working on getting the game together.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Question number four. Aubrey O'Day is making headlines currently for being the former mistress of Donald Trump Jr., but she actually dated Pauly D for over a year until their split last summer. True or false, Pauly D is the oldest cast member from the show Jersey Shore. True or false?
False.
Question number five. It was today in 2004, an online Yahoo News poll named Ozzy Osbourne the nation's favorite ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth. As legend has it, Ozzy once bit the head off of what animal during a live performance?
A bat.
Everybody knows that story. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you know that story, Annie?
I don't think I did, actually.
Yeah. I interviewed him once.
Did you?
It was 8 minutes of inaudible.
All right. Welcome.
He's a cool dude.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
I have Nancy down for 2 out of 5.
All right.
Sounded like Annie's whale sound the other day.
These are very difficult questions. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. On this date in 2004, Paris Hilton was thrown from a horse while filming an episode of The Simple Life. Who is her co-star on The Simple Life?
Nicole Richie.
That is correct, Kennedy.
Ding.
1-1. Question number two. Gary Oldman is 60 today. He just won a Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Winston Churchill. He was also Commissioner Gordon in the Dark Knight trilogy. But most importantly, who was he in Harry Potter?
Sirius Black.
There's another dead whale carcass as I pass to my...
Oh, that's the wrong one. I thought that was you saying your whale sound. 2-1, question number three. Joey Fatone.
We have multiple whale sounds.
Like, what does that have to do with Sirius Black?
Yeah, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
We moved on 2 questions already.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw, that guy.
I know. 2-1, question number three. Joey Fatone told TMZ that NSYNC would beat the Backstreet Boys in basketball, Kennedy.
Game that nobody would watch.
I would all day long. Twice on Sundays.
Joey Fatone plays Angelo in what popular rom-com?
I don't know.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm.
2-1, question number four. Aubrey O'Day is making
rom-com
headlines. Yeah, romantic comedy. Rom-com.
Oh, I should have asked what it was.
What did you think it was?
I don't watch that crap either. It's all right.
I have no idea.
Aubrey O'Day making headlines currently for being the former mistress of Donald Trump Jr., but she actually dated Pauly D for over a year until their split last summer. True or false, Pauly D is the oldest cast member from the Jersey Shore.
False.
True or false? It is true.
Get out! I thought it was the situation.
No, he's older.
I need to know. Okay.
37 years old.
He's not aging well.
Who, the situation or Pauly D?
Situation.
No.
President will do that to you.
2-1, question number 5. Today in 2004, an online Yahoo News poll named Ozzy Osbourne the nation's favorite ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth. As legend has it, Ozzy once bit the head off of which animal during a live performance?
A bat.
It was a bat. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
3-2 is the final score. Nancy, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of movie passes. You're going to go see the new Tomb Raider film, which is in theaters
terrific.
Now. Okay,
thank
terrific.
You.
Yes, you're welcome. Nancy,
fire bad.
Nancy, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nancy from Malden, and I can't beat Kennedy the second time either.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.